on the back
what?
Door.
What?
I guess when nothing happened.
Well, but why does that make a difference?
Because I did the same thing on the
But if you did the same thing, then you would have scratched the paint off as well, if you think that it scratches the paint off. Then you didn't do the same thing, did you?
I did, though!
Yeah, I wish you didn't hit it as hard, maybe.
When you go downstairs, can you please turn down the heat? I'm really hot.
Okay. Once upon a time, there was a cat named
I want to do the thing you did
Charles
yesterday.
Charles McWhiskers.
No, I want to do the thing you did yesterday.
Give me a thing.
A fridge.
Give me a place.
Nana and Papa's house.
Give me an emotion. You don't know what an emotion is?
I know what an emotion is. I'm just trying to pick one. Really, really happy.
Once upon a time, there was a... the mirror, my...
Why, you want to scratch my back?
No, I'm going to scratch my... itchy. Okay, come back. I can't scratch you like that. Once upon a time, there was a fridge that lived in Nana and Papa's shed outside.
What?
And that fridge's name was Roy.
I was gonna name him Royson.
No, this is actually a true story.
What?
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 This is a true story.
Daddy.
I'm not kidding.
Really, Nana and Papa have a refrigerator named Roy.
Not anymore. They don't listen to the story. Okay. Once upon a time, there was a fridge named Roy.
Was it really named Roy, though?
Yes. And
tell your
Roy lived... No, I'm not lying. This is the truest of
truth. So Nana and Papa would say, "Hey, Roy, open up."
Okay, when this story is done... You can ask Mama whatever questions you want about the story, and she will agree.
Okay, go ahead.
And you can ask what the fridge's name was.
Okay. Go ahead.
So Roy lived in Nana and Papa's shed outside their house. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's that... It doesn't look like it should, because Papa built it into the house.
Yes,
but
I know what you're talking about. I thought you were talking about the story. Yes, I know what you're talking about.
And,
like, it's beside the basement door?
Yep. So Roy lived in there. I don't know how Roy got in there. I don't know where he came from, but he lived in there. And, Roy was a really cool fridge. He was an old fridge. And, yes, he had the name Roy written right on him. And so your dad, me, decided to paint Roy blue, like a work shirt, and then paint a navy oval around the name Roy. So it looked like he was wearing a shirt that said Roy. And then I took Roy out of that shed and brought him up to your mom's place where she was living up in at school in New York. And Roy was plugged in and lived downstairs at your mama's house, where we would put beer and other beverages inside him. It was great. Roy, the beer fridge, was a great fridge.
Yeah, exactly. There's no story.
There's a story. And then, a month or so later, we started noticing mice running around in the house. And that freaked everybody out. There were mice everywhere, eating all the crackers and cheese and pasta and cereal. It was disgusting. And they started running around in the courtyard of the whole building. And the whole building was freaked out about all these mice. One time, when I was walking into the place, I opened the door and a mouse just ran right in from outside. I'm like, what the heck? Anyways, so your mama called the landlord and said, hey, this place is full of mice, you gotta do something about it. And so they came and had the exterminators get rid of all the mice in the whole building. And yeah, it probably did cost a lot of money, and then the mice were gone, and we're like, oh, phew, thanks. And that was it. And then, a long time later, it was Christmas time, and we wanted to put a tree up where Roy was, so we moved Roy, and all this sawdust fell out of the back of Roy. And we're like, what the heck is that? We saw it was a mouse's nest in the back of the fridge. We're like, oh crap, did we bring those mice from Nana and Papa's shed all the way up here and then let them loose on the whole building? Eek, I guess we did. Sorry about that, landlord guy. Anyway, so we moved Roy. And because all that mouse nest was in there, your mama was like, that's gross. We can't have that fridge in here anymore. So we took the fridge and we put it outside. And then we put the Christmas tree where the fridge was. And the Christmas tree was called Leany Steve. And Leany Steve actually stayed there way after Christmas. And he got really dry and prickly. And then eventually he got thrown out beside Roy.
I was about to say to ask Mama, he's gonna knock on here, and I'm like, Mama, what's Roy's name?
That would not work.
Exactly.
Anyways, and then when your mama moved from that place, we took Roy and we moved him into this house. No, we moved him into the house on Ossington, and then we moved Roy from the house on Ossington to this house, and then we got another old awesome fridge, and I said, okay, time for Roy to go. Put in this old awesome fridge. It was a beautiful fridge, really old, but in really good shape, better shape than Roy. And so we gave Roy to my buddy Smitty, and he put him in his garage as a good fridge.
Is he from a show?
Smitty's not from a show.
You have a friend named Smitty,
mm-hmm.
and a friend named Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a friend named Craig?
Yeah.
Do you have a friend named Ian?
Yeah.
Do you have a friend named... Never mind. You're rich. So, that's the entire gang of a show that I used to watch.
Bang, I know all those guys.
Ow!
Sorry, what happened?
His nose hit my eye.
Anyways, that's the story of Roy the Fridge, and we were very happy when...
What'd you name the old fridge?
Because what was the emotion? Yeah, the emotion was very happy. Mama was very happy when he left.
Tell Mama to come in here.
The new fridge didn't have a name, and we eventually got rid of that too because turns out old fridges use a lot of power. Like a lot of power.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
And it was bad for the environment to keep running it, so.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much power?
11.
Whoa.
That's more than 10. And actually, wait, let's go get Mom. Lorner, 7 minutes are up. Can you come in here for a minute?
Lots of questions, dude. And I know they're all going to be not answered. And do not ask me if I want to beg.
Okay. Like, you don't think I know a fridge named Roy?
Because you lie a lot.
I would never tell a lie.
There's about 50 stories on there that proves I'm right.
Those aren't lies.
Yes, they are.
Those are, I don't know.
Stories that are made up.
Custom-made fairy tales.
Fantasies, dreams, fakes.
Are you calling Mother Goose a liar? Are you calling Dr. Seuss a liar?
Oh, yes. Higgamajigga niggity flugglada niggity gluga. It's not a word.
Yeah? Come on in. I need you in here for a sec. Why is she not coming in?
Because she went downstairs or something.
I'm going to go figure her out.
Don't take the recording now.
I'm not.
Daddy's ridiculous.
I just need you to
I have a few questions. What is a refrigerator? What is the name of your refrigerator?
Roy.
What is the name of a Christmas tree?
Leany Steve.
What came out of the back of the refrigerator?
A mouse. Oh. A monkey?
Oh, yeah. What are you guys talking about? No, it's not.
What did Daddy say?
Mice.
Yeah, mice.
And then what?
Oh, sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
What?
Chips, I think.
No, sunflower seeds.
Was it? Yeah, you're right. She's right.
What is going on here?
Anyways, I clearly told you
a truthful story.
A truthful story. The end.
What did you draw on him?